This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This episode of All Fantasy, everything is brought to you by AeroPress. Now, let me paint a picture for you. You bought an amazing, delicious smelling bag of coffee beans. You get home, you're stoked, you make the coffee, and it just isn't what you're feeling. You know, it's a bad cup. AeroPress coffee, however, uses a patented brew method. That's right. You didn't think I knew about brew methods, but I do. It gets all the purest flavor that you could imagine out of those beans, and it speeds things up so coffee doesn't get over-extracted. It's going to give you a smooth, it's going to give you a rich, it's going to give you a bitter-free cup of coffee that tastes as good as the smell, if not better. And that's what we're all shooting for. You know what I mean? AeroPress, it's like a French press that makes a way better cup of coffee. AeroPress uses a patented 3-in-1 brew technology, again, with my brew technology knowledge. It's going to combine the flavor benefits of espresso, pour over, and French press into one compact, tiny little portable device built for travel. I got one. I have traveled with it. It is in the cupboard right now, barely taking up any space. You get a completely unique, delicious cup of coffee wherever you go, only possible with an AeroPress. With over 55,000 five-star ratings in over 60 countries, that's almost more countries than I thought existed. AeroPress is the best-reviewed coffee press on the planet. At just under $50, and with all of those great reviews, AeroPress makes an exceptional gift. It's thoughtful, it's proven, tasty, and travel-oriented. I'm all those things as well. Who wouldn't love that as a gift? Gift receipt, not needed. No one's going to take it back. Get on it. AeroPress is shockingly affordable, less than $50, and we've got an incredible offer for our audience. Visit aeropress.com/allfantasy. Again, that's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and use the promo code allfantasy to save 20% off of your order. That's aeropress.com/allfantasy, and be sure to use the code allfantasy at checkout to save 20%. It is time to ditch the drive-through. Toss the French press and say yes to better mornings, fueled by better coffee. AeroPress ships to the USA and over 60 countries around the world. And we thank AeroPress for sponsoring our show. This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that drafts anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, it'll be myself, Sean Jordan, and David Borey drafting two different things. Exactly. From previous drafts that we have not been on. David will be drafting movies he would like to live in. I will be drafting sports movies. And as always, Marissa's on the ones and twos. Let's get into it. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that rolled its ankle, but did not break its ankle. And we're all very excited about that.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I got it. See,
you didn't need no runway.
Nobody mistook me for Ian this time like they always do, where they're like, whoa, that sounded exactly like Ian.
Gotten some emails about that, you being Ian.
Yeah, welcome. We're down one for the day. It wasn't the week for a podcast. A lot of stuff going on for everybody, but yeah. We wanted to get something out as you deserve something to listen to. I hear this is a good tool to get people through the Thursday workday, and we didn't want you to have to suffer.
I hear.
Yeah.
Who did you Dude, the who great, did you hear from?
The internet, man. The kids are talking. You need
my contacts have told me.
Yeah, man. I've been getting pages all day about it. All day. My
pages?
Two-way pages, what, man.
You're getting beeps?
I got a pager now. Yeah. I went
911-420-69. That's how you know it's me. I have a weed pussy emergency.
That was like people would get pages all the time and it just say 6-9 a bunch, and you're like, is this why I got this pager? And yeah, kind of.
I've been playing Overwatch on Xbox, and anytime I see someone's username end with a 420-69, it makes me laugh. It's still very, very funny to me.
Yep.
It's always funny. It's always funny.
That's how 187 worked its way into my email. I just thought it would be a joke. Somebody Somebody got it the other day. I was at
I think West Coast Gangster Rap is how 187 worked its way into your email.
Where was I? Oh, I was somewhere and I had
Noodles
to give,
and Company.
It was the paint shop. It was like Sherwin Williams, is that where you get paint?
Oh yeah. Ask Sherwin Williams.
Yeah, man. I gave him my email and he got Sean.Jordan and he goes 187. He looked at me and giggled.
He guessed
and I was like,
it?
No, but he was repeating it to me and he looked up when it was the 187. I was like, yeah, is that funny?
wait, why is 187 funny?
It's the code for murder. It's not funny.
Like the police code? Like, we got a 187 down on 420 69th Avenue.
It's not funny at all. It's just...
It's funny to me.
It's funny to me, too. When I started my Gmail, in my mind, I was like, Hotmail rules the world. There's no... I'll use this for a joke. And then here I am, you know, with a Gmail address that has 187.
I love that. Hotmail rules the world is something you thought one time.
That's why I got it tattooed on my back, dude. That's like the whole... It's a picture of... It's a
There's
picture... Yeah, it's like, it's just the Hotmail logo is my whole back. And then on the top, it's HOTMALE.com. And on the bottom,
oh,
it's
Hotmail.
Hotmail, M-A-I-L. And then it said, Hotmail rules the world.
I feel like that's like one of your next stats. Like you get off the next bus and you're like, my name's Sean Jordan. I'm 27 years old and Hotmail rules the world.
You're good
if
at
this
those...
girl likes Len, I'm going to finger bang her or whatever they
of
would say.
Of course she likes
bus.
Len. If.
Of course she likes Len.
I like how much you weasel next in. It's real fun. You're keeping it alive.
It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Like, that really formed a lot of my comedy was people getting off that next bus. It's so funny.
For a while, I used to think that was real. When I was a kid, I was like, I really thought that. I didn't know how scripted and set up all that stuff was.
Oh, you really thought that guy was a tow truck driver / amateur tattoo artist?
Kinda. I didn't know they were all actors. I was like, yeah, I just thought it was much more real than it was. And then, you know, I didn't figure that out until I was an extra on Cupcake Cage Match when I first moved to LA. And they told us who won. Yeah. Didn't I ever tell you that?
No. When was this?
I was so mad broke. It was like... Right when I moved there, 2016 or whatever, and Brandy Posey hit me up, or Brandy or Barbara Gray, and one of them, but they were like, hey, I know that you're broke. We do paid extra work sometime. Do you want to come? It was like $150, and I was like, absolutely. So we get there, but it was like a 14-hour day on the set of Cupcake Cage Match. And
so it ended up being $10 an hour.
Well, it ended up being nothing because your boy got a $130 parking ticket because I parked in like a Thursday garbage day spot and it was Thursday. So I ended up getting paid nothing. And it really ruined the whole thing because we're there and it was whatever. I can make the best of stuff. I was having a good time. And then they came out like halfway through the day and told us who won way before they had decided who the winner was going to be, just I think based on whatever. And so they're like, so this dude's gonna win, so make sure that you really clap when. And I was like, well, that it's not a, what kind of a cage match is it? You know, this ain't.
I'm sorry. You thought that the cupcake cage match was going to be a real Kumite situation. You thought it was going to be Mortal Kombat.
Dude,
we can talk about it.
Let me squeeze this in real quick. So
that's what she said.
That I did is what she said. The guy who was hosting is the hot guy from Mean Girls. He's the hot guy from Mean Girls. I forget his name.
But Aaron Samuels.
Straight up hitting on me. I mean.
Was hitting on you?
Yeah, wasn't even trying to mask it. And I only know because Barbara...
What was he saying?
Well, there was one, because Barbara and Brandy were both like, that dude is feeling it. So he would just like come over and talk specifically
and
to
that,
me.
She means your butt.
Yeah, my butt. Dude, I was on point. I must have looked good. He would come over and talk to me. And I remember one time he came up and straight up, he just leans on the railing. He goes, what's happening, South Dakota?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said
you should have got in there.
He said it just like that. And I was just like, this is one of, that's, you know, Mean Girls rules. And I was just like, Aaron Samuels is macking on me. This is tight.
You could have been Mr. Aaron Samuels instead of Mr. Laura we're not supposed to say last.
I don't know. It's been known.
But it says it on your Zoom. It says that you're Laura.
Yeah.
Right now.
Oh, I'm into her Zoom. I'm in her Zoom. Oh, God. Oh, this is weird. Well, I hope. She doesn't need her Zoom for anything. Well, whatever. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah, I could have been teaching Aaron Samuels' math, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You plus sex. Me equals us. I know. Ooh, my calculus.
I know my calculus.
You know, I skipped school to watch that. I had
together.
Yeah,
you nerd.
I had my girl Tracy call in. It was the only time I ever tried to do this where you're like, all right, you call in and act like my mom. I had her do that. And this is like a 16-year-old in high school. And she calls in and she's like, Sean's sick for the, like, really trying to bass up her voice. Like my mom had a deep voice or something. And immediately they busted it. And I was like, shit, we're busted. And I bolted back to school. And there were teachers like in my class looking for me. Because
You ran back to school?
I drove back. We were a ways away. I drove back. I ran in and they were already in the classroom. And I was like, oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know, here I go.
So you got busted.
I got busted.
And you didn't see the premiere of the MTV straight to TV movie Together.
Well, now that I think about it, it had to be at night. We were skipping school for something Together related. Like
probably
special
sex.
Or something. No, it
was
wasn't.
Probably for sex.
No, it was
Marissa's shaking her head. It's for sure sex. Listen, you were skipping school for the sex.
Not on my fiance's Zoom. I wasn't. I'll tell you that.
Your fiance also knows you've had sex.
I can't
what,
do her
because
dirty
of
like
the
that.
Bastard inside of her.
It got pretty real. It's that kind of podcast. You know what I'm talking about? So with Mortal Kombat. Nick Nampe, not on mic, not in the studio, not on Zoom, not in his house recording. We rented a movie theater in Vancouver next Friday, and we're going to go watch it in the theater. Private screening.
Whoa. So you haven't seen it yet?
I watched the first 7 minutes because
what?
There's a trailer on YouTube.
Just it's, the tip.
Yeah, I just was like, it feels pretty good. I think I'll have sex with it on Friday is what I was thinking.
Don't you have to quarantine in Canada for 14 days if you enter the country?
Vancouver, Washington. It would be so. If I had the kind of money to go to another country to watch a premiere of Mortal Kombat, that'd be
that
icy.
Would be the life that I think you were always meant to live.
Yeah, dude. I'd be wearing like crip rag shorts, that kind of thing, like those shorts that look like a do-rag.
I went to Dubai to see the premiere of Mortal Kombat. No big deal.
Yeah, man. It is only $200 to rent a theater for. You decide who goes. So I was like, let's each throw down, you know, half. And then if anybody wants to go, like if they're fully vaxxed and whatever, we can vet the clientele. But yeah, I'm thrilled. So I've only seen the first seven.
You know what else is cheap right now that I'm doing for my birthday?
What?
Is to rent a box at a baseball game.
Oh, dang, dude. Ooh. When's your birthday?
Next Wednesday.
I should have known that. May, is it?
Yeah.
I should have known that for sure. It's not May. It's no May 1st.
It is. No, it's May 5th.
May 5th. I definitely should have known that. I'm sorry.
Stinko de cryo, as we say in Espanol.
Yeah.
Espolon.
You're renting a box at the Rockies game?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be sick, man. Who you bringing that dipshit author with you?
Yeah, fat author's coming.
The fat author.
I've started, I think if it's the same fat author I'm thinking of, I've started listening to the audiobook and it's really good.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Really fun hearing other comedians read it. I'm like trying to guess like whose voice it is based off.
When you get to my chapter, just know I said McDonald's instead of Norm McDonald pretty much every time.
Were you saying Norm McDonald's like that?
Every single time. It took me like, and off air, I'll tell you, there was one guy who apparently can't read that well.
Yeah, you told us off air.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone's going to do some narrowing down, I think.
It was Patton Oswalt.
We did a Zoom baby shower the other day. And
you or Laura, because I don't know who you are anymore.
Both of us. It was a tandem baby shower. And I had to read. They did a Mad Lib, and they're like, all right, Sean, if you could read this Mad Lib. And I was like, fuck. Don't. I really had to
you
reel it in.
You can read, though. What do you mean?
Yeah, but admittedly, for everybody listening, by the way, I can read. Nothing. I'm not ripping on someone who can't read. I can read. I get a lot of people hitting me up like.
Ripping on someone who can't read.
Well, people hit me up like, I can't read. I can read. But I'm admittedly.
Which is crazy because, like, then why would they send you the email?
Dude. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Just to rub in my face. Damn.
Yeah. Like, what are they?
Here you go, dude. Read this. It's just a middle finger. I can read emojis.
It's just a picture of them mooning you and laughing.
I know what nerd means because I got it written on my forehead all the time. Yeah, we had to read a Mad Lib, and I was like, all right, this is why we practice. This
was it. This is why we
all
practice.
All those 2-a-days in the heat.
To read Mad Libs. You won't public speak for money.
I am aware of that. That, you know,
fan I guess fiction, you're not reading it off, though.
Well, fan fiction, competitive erotic fan fiction, for those who don't know, we used to have to. You've done it, right, David? Multiple times, I'm sure.
I have a pretty classic one about Family Matters.
Oh, man. Did you do it at Bridgetown?
Let's just say I invented the genre of step porn before it was invented.
Well, I wish you would go uninvent it. That shit really creeps me out on the internet.
I'm not a fan.
No,
it's not
man.
For me.
Who's it? If you're a fan, I don't know, do something.
I think we know who's fans. It's all the stepsons and stepdaughters and brothers and sisters.
Ugh. It's, I don't know, it ain't dank. I don't know how.
I don't think it's the worst.
No.
It's better than having sex with your family.
Yeah, it's not, it's, I don't want to say it's fine, I almost said it's fine.
Yeah,
it's not fine.
Let's take some hard stances.
Let me take a breathe. Let me.
What are we, 6 minutes in?
I just said, let me take a breathe. It's not fine, but yes,
Sean's
there's no blood.
Moms are sweating. There's no blood.
Dude, mom's spaghetti's everywhere. I'm sitting here on the couch with my
foot up.
That's
not the kind of porn I'm trying to watch. I told you that.
Mom's spaghetti porn?
Yeah.
Stepmom's spaghetti's way better.
Stepmom's spaghetti. Still gross, but I'll eat it.
That sounds like the grossest kind there could be. Mom's spaghetti. Anyway, I'm sitting here with my foot up on the couch. I'm in a weird spot. This is weird, but it's very fun. That guy who invented step porn, cool guy jokes 87 on Instagram.
Please do not attribute that to me.
I'm sorry. The guy who refuses to wear a mask in public, cool guy 80 jokes. He didn't even giggle.
You can't even do
it. David wears a mask. Cool guy jokes 87 on Instagram. Garagi P. Henson on Twitter. Also, the G is silent on Twitter. You have to search Garagi, though, to find you.
Really?
Yeah, if you just type in David, it doesn't populate.
Yeah, and I always have to search up the G is for
it's a weird algorithm, because it's like you should be the most popular David that I follow, and except for David Boreanaz, but that's neither here nor there.
And Duchovny.
No, you're more popular than David Duchovny to me, but Boreanaz, man.
To you.
To me. Anyway, David Bore, how got anything coming up? How about that?
Got anything? No
shows.
No,
or anything?
I don't. I was just on an episode of Chad on TBS. You can watch that.
The clips, dude. It was dank.
That show is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
she's Nassim Pedrad's really hilarious.
I ran in the kitchen and showed the queen your clips. She was like over the like doing the dishes, I think, or whatever. And I was just like, oh, check it out.
Was she like, why are you out of breath?
I rolled my ankle, lady. Yes, I'm almost 40. I almost broke my foot skateboarding for the 8th time. Knock it off, you know?
I will say that you've been skating so much that all you got out of it is this. You've been pretty kicking ass. That's pretty good, man.
Thank you.
You've been skating a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I've been working. It's like the thing that is keep... It bleeds into all the other facets. Like, if I go skate, if I get up at like 9 and go skate for a couple hours, my blood's going, I'm very motivated. And I do other stuff. Like I send those emails that I'm scared to send or what, you know, whatever it is. Like I do it. I put the crib together, shit like that, where it's like it just has been helping me with everything. Hot blooded. Check it and see, Playboy. You don't believe me? I got a fever of 103. You don't know this?
Yeah. You know what I like is on The Office when he says, hot pizza, check it and see. I got a whole bunch of pepperoni. That's like my favorite. I love it so much.
Dude, do you remember the Seinfeld? Believe it or not, George isn't at home.
Please leave a message at the beep.
Still gets me. Believe it
I
or
must
not,
be out,
I'm not home.
Or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? You know what is crazy is I didn't know that that was a real song. So when I heard that real song, I was like, oh, they're just going to rip Seinfeld.
what song? It's Believe It or Not. I'm running on air.
I'm walking on air.
Walking
I never
on air.
Thought I could be.
I don't know. Yeah. The Seinfeld joint's way better, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on.
Dude, I did stand up all weekend this week. We had outdoor shows at Oaks Bottom. It was so sick. So
I'm more
fun.
I'm more of a fur top, you know.
Yeah,
I'm talking
you
about.
Are. Panama Red. I know you. I've had, hey, we shared 40s. I get it.
We have shared 40s, two adult men.
Yeah, but
grown ass men.
First time I met Sam T, we were on Hickox's roof in L.A., and I had a 40.
Sounds right.
And Sam, you know, it's just Sam. He's chilling. And I was so nervous to meet him because you talked so much about how we would like each other and about how dope he is. And so that those two things put together scare me because I'm like, well, this person's
intimidating. That's because you guys are both idiots.
I've also written an amazing novel. So that's neither here nor there.
I've always said that you're a fat author. I tell people that.
Yeah, dude. The fat author who's never written a book, man. I'm your favorite author that can't read. I'm out here.
Your favorite author that can't read. That's got to be one of your AKAs.
That is a dank one. Like, AKA, yeah, your favorite author that can't read.
That's hard as hell, because my favorite author who can't read, I would think was like a child, but you're a man.
No, man. Thank you, David. Thanks. I appreciate it. I'm a man.
No problem. You're a grown man.
Yeah, I'm a friggin' grown up.
I've been saying
that grown up has a Twitter handle, Sean S. Jordan, and an Instagram handle, Sean Cougar Mellon Jordan.
Man, let me see your nipples because I didn't know you got silk up on them. That was smooth.
You can also find me on the Irish Church app, Jameshon. Huh? See? I did it. I did.
Did you write for this?
No. I was off top.
Did you write
that
for this?
That was off top, man. I'm excited.
Are you doing writtens?
No, dude.
Hey.
No. I can't read or write, man. Your favorite author.
I heard Sean Jordan writes his raps.
Oh, the queen's home. Oh, man.
Don't tell her you're on her Zoom.
I'm going to tell her I'm on her Zoom. I do have a show coming up May 23rd. I will be at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, outdoors. It's bring your own chair, you know? It's like basically a football game. No tables provided, but they will have booze and whatnot on site. But yeah, come. I did it last year, and I was very ill-prepared last year. And this year, I feel like I will be much more prepared because I've been paying attention to my stand-up. Last year, when this was like, when quarantine started, I was very lazy, and I didn't think it would be a long thing. So I didn't do stand-up for ever, and then hopped up and did an hour, and it was just so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah.
So I've been
not preparing. Oh, is this coming out on Thursday?
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually will not be at the Southwest Chief Bicycle Festival in Trinidad, Colorado this weekend. I had some family stuff come up that we had to deal with, so I will not be there. You should still go though. Fat Author is going to be there and some other really funny people.
Is that the one where you took a train last year for like a whole day?
Yeah, that was the 24-hour train ride.
That sounded so, I don't know how much of it you wanted to talk about or how much we got into, but it sounded gnarly to me.
Oh, when me and Brent Gill got wasted with that old lady?
Yeah, it just...
Yeah, it was. They tried to kick us off the train at one point. We were very bad.
You just take a train from L.A. to Trinidad? Is that how it went? It was like...
Yeah.
And it stopped, I assume, like a train does all the time, just stopped every like hour?
Not very many times, no.
Really?
No, not very few times.
It sounds fun to me. I mean,
it was fun. It was fun. It was just like, you know, you get 30 comedians on a train. We all brought our own booze, and it was... Nobody's going anywhere for a day. You know what I mean? So you can just sit there and... And then there's like an observation car. It was dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Marissa, we can cut this if you want. Hey, Laura, I'm on your Zoom. Do you need it for the next hour? Okay, sorry. I just didn't want you to have to sign in. We're doing the podcast. So I didn't want you to have to sign in and it kicked me out or anything. I love you. Oh, she didn't say it back. It's because I'm on her Zoom.
Marissa, please keep that in.
Yeah, I think I'll keep it in.
Yeah, people need to see what domestic bliss is like.
I like that. I just got vetoed. Hey, you can cut this or we can keep it in. So whatever.
I think we need it. They want to hear it.
I think
they're
going
to love it. They're going to be like, Sean's so sweet.
I was so nervous to tell. So when I rolled my ankle, I really thought it was broken.
Hey, babe, I'm on your Zoom. Yeah. No, I don't know. It says Nicki Minaj when I talk. That's not a big deal. Marissa, please cut that out.
You know what? You know who else can say Nicki Minaj? Mine, as soon as I change the name, real quick. No, I can't, because then I'll forget to change it back, and she'll need it for a business meeting, and it'll say Nicki Minaj on it. That'd be a fun. I wonder if people are doing that yet. Go in and change your partner's Zoom to like Nicki Minaj meeting.
It's good I don't have a partner because I would make their name all kinds of bad stuff.
Amanda Budhickey?
When I record with Nicole Byer, her name is Whoopi Goldberg, and it always makes me happy.
Oh, I love that. Mine would be like Werner Herzog's knob or something terrible. Something nobody would want to be called.
When I rolled my foot, the first thing, because I thought it was broken right away, and I was like, God damn it, now I have to tell my fiance, who will be having our child in 6 weeks, that I'll be in a cast when that happens, because I was skateboarding with the Pushin' 40s crew. That's tough. And I was like, her parents are going to be so bummed on me.
But why is it Sean? Where's Sean? Well, the general is saying that he rolled his ankle skateboarding.
What do they call it? What do they call your military fit? What, it's got like your dress blues or whatever. He's just standing there guarding the hospital in his dress blues, and I come crutching in. Like, where's my girl?
Where's my girl? You call her your girl?
I can't hold her. Well, my
this
girl,
is the
my
love
baby.
Of your life.
No, my little girl.
Oh, I thought you were called Laura, your girl. No. Where's my girl at?
Where my girl at?
You know, I met her in an ice cream parlor. R.I.P.
Yeah, that was, man, I listened to so much DMX. Anyway, so now we are gathered here. There we go. Now we are gathered here.
You got it.
Not only to discuss DMX and my swollen ankle and whose Zoom I'm allegedly on or not on, and if David's actually dating Nicki Minaj or if she's dating David. Who knows? Who's to say?
We didn't say anything about any of that. She
who's
cut,
to say
Marissa
they're exclusive?
Cut it out.
I would, dude. You don't gotta stop. You know, you just do you. And we are gathered here to. I guess we'll say do makeup drafts. And in my mind, I hope we pick the same thing.
Okay, yeah, because I did it. No, I definitely did one that you were at. Because last time we only did one. We each did one draft. That it wasn't like a bunch of them.
Well, no, I mean, you just did like one. I just picked one. But in my mind, same. I was hoping that you picked the same one I picked because neither one of us were on this one.
I guarantee I didn't.
What'd you pick?
I picked movies you want to live in.
Oh, I picked sports movies. So we were close.
Damn.
We were close. And I was, because I wrote.
Neither of us were on sports movies?
No. There were a few that,
what?
Back in the day, movies that make you cry, sports movies. And what was the other one I wrote down that was a possibility of, hold on. There was another really good one that neither of us were on. It was.
Also happy birthday to the Tuscan.
Oh yeah, happy birthday, Zach.
I'm bad at. He never tells us when it is. It's always just on Instagram, so I feel bad. I didn't get him anything, but he's so dope.
I got him a text. I text Zach a lot, though.
Monsters was the other one that sounded fun that we weren't on.
Energy drinks?
Could have been. It's so funny going it because I have to go through and listen to like the summaries and just to see what was picked and whatever. And it's just so interesting.
I did not do that.
That's all right. I did because I'm sitting here with a tweaked ankle. I have. All I'm doing is sitting on the couch. Dude, I feel like such a scumbag. Last night I needed an ice pack. Laura's like, would you like me to get it? And she's so pregnant. And I'm just like, I don't want you to do anything. I should have to go get my own ice pack. You know what I'm talking about? I just feel terrible that she's like, she's actually been getting me stuff. And it's not how it should be going. I should be getting her the stuff. Anyway. Now David will be drafting... movies you want to live in. I was on that one?
Yeah.
Did I try to say that the Weezer Buddy Holly video was a movie?
No, I just looked for ones that I wasn't on.
Right.
You know, especially during quarantine, it's been a long time since neither of us wasn't on.
Oh, yeah, this was back in 2016 or 17 that this
something
one.
Like that. Yeah.
It was with Rhea and John. Is it Gabris or Gabris?
Gabris.
Gabris.
Gabris, sorry. Anyway. So you will be drafting...
Like homosexual tip of the penis cut off.
Bris. You know, I thought it was brisk until, and I think I.
Yeah, you guys both got worried when I said that, but it made sense.
I thought it was brisk up until like a month ago. We talked about it
like
on here.
Like the Lipton iced tea?
Yeah, I thought it was called a brisk.
That's brisk, baby.
That's what I was like. It would be brisk if you chopped off the end of it. I'd be pretty cold, I bet. Chili, it's like taking the blanket off, you know? And I will be drafting sports movies that were not picked.
That's the funniest way to say circumcision I've ever heard. It's like taking the blanket off.
Yeah.
You are my favorite author who can't read.
You don't just rip the blanket off.
It started out as a bit, but then you authored that quote.
So now we will choose the order of this draft with a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played by, I guess, the two of us. Marissa, do you want to play? And then if you win, you can just pick the order that David and I go in?
No, I just want you to fight it out.
All right.
Duke it out.
We'll go on shoot.
Mortal Kombat!
Don't even get me started. It's so hard, especially with a tweaked ankle. It's so hard to not watch that.
I can't believe you haven't watched it.
No?
You're going to love it, too. I'm so excited.
I'm going to bring...
Did you watch it, Marissa?
No, but I've heard some receptions from it, but I won't say what the overall reception is.
They can give me all the bad reviews they got.
I saw it. It was exactly what I needed it to be.
That's what people act like it's not going to... They act like they want another Citizen Kane or something. It's like, it's fucking Mortal Kombat with a K. What do you expect it to be? It's going to be that. Are there fatalities?
There are parts where you could tell it's Mortal Kombat with a K, though.
Do they do fatalities? Don't tell me any, but are they they're in there? What? They gotta be in there.
You sound like a junkie right now.
Just give me a little bit. I'll pay you next Friday, but give it to me now.
Come on, baby.
I got these cheeseburgers, dude. You don't like cheeseburgers all of a sudden?
I'm itching.
We'll throw on shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Uh-oh, two rocks. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, two poop covers. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, poop smasher beats poop cutter.
I knew it. I just had a feeling.
David wins the draft. And before you choose the order, David, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
It's not that tricky when you're only playing with two people, but you still, it's kind of like painting, I guess I'd say like painting a baby crib in that you just, I could just leave it at that. It's a lot like painting a baby crib. You go from one side to the other. And then you just go down, because they're pretty small. You just kind of go left to right, down a little bit, and then right to left, then down a little bit, left to right, load the brush up, right to left, down a little bit, left to right. So basically, if you pick second in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Are we going to do that, though, since it's just two of us, or should we just like bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, bang?
I don't know. I'd say keep it serpentine.
Okay.
We can still do it with two people. I mean, it just,
so
you know.
So bing, bing, bang, bang, bing, bing, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
That means we're both just going to do double picks every time?
Yeah. Bang, bing, bing, bang, bang, bing, bing, bang.
Are you sure we shouldn't bing, bang, bing, bang, bing, bang? At least bimbop. I think we should bimbop.
We can bob, weave. Squeedledee, squeedledum, squeedledee, squeedledum.
But I don't want to squeedledee.
You don't want to squeedledee. You don't want to squeedee, squee, squeedee, dee, squee.
I don't want to squee, squee, deedle, deedle.
Mountain Dew, Dew Mountain? Mountain Dew, Dew Mountain?
Well, you're talking about Mountain Dew, Dew, Mountain, Mountain.
I'm always talking about Mountain Dew, Dew.
You're always trying to get me to Mountain Dew, Dew.
Well, that's what I just said, but in a different cadence. Mountain Dew, Dew Mountain, Mountain Dew, Dew Mountain.
But it would be Mountain Dew, Dew.
Yeah, it would be, but you don't have to say that. It's still the dews next to each other.
I don't?
Mountain
Dew, because the last time I checked,
Dew
I was
Mountain,
a professional comedian.
Mountain Dew. I have to say doo-doo. I can't not say doo-doo.
Look, are you trying to scrim-scram, or are you trying to scrim-scram-scram-scrim?
Scrim-scram. That's what we did last time. Scrim-scram-scram-scrim-scrim-scram. We did it serpentine last time.
We scrim-scrammed?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we did. I'm telling you.
All right. I thought we bim-bopped, but that's fine.
Nope.
Bim-bop.
We scrim-scrammed.
Can you tell me?
With that being said,
no,
David,
can't.
What will the order of today's draft be?
Well, I mean, it's Mountain and then Doo-Doo.
And in your mind, who is Doo-Doo in this situation?
Who do you think is Doo-Doo in this situation?
I hope it's you.
It's obviously you.
All right.
Yuda
so Doo-Doo. The order of the draft
as
will be...
As they say in Hawaii, Yuda Doo-Doo.
David and then Sean. And we will get to that first pick right after this short commercial break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Now it's allergy season. I'm not surprising anybody by saying that. And your boy gets hit extremely hard when it comes to the allergies. I get stuffy nose, feels like I got two blocks of cheese hanging out under my eyes. And then if I try to blow my nose, it just feels like I backed it all up into my brain. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It is designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better, which is key. I try to like blow my nose before I go to bed at night, and it just feels like I got like a bunch of 5 o'clock traffic sitting in my brain. There's like no way out. And with Claritin D, it just helps everything. It helps grease the wheels, helps loosen everything up so I can get it out. I can sleep well. I don't have a raspy voice all the time. It's just a very beneficial thing, especially if you use your voice for anything like talking or eating, or if you want to use your head for thinking, anything like that. Claritin D has got you ready to live life as if you don't have allergies. It is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Mack Weldon. Now, we are extremely outspoken for our love for Mack Weldon on this show. I can't get enough of it. I have, I think, 7 pairs of Mack Weldon pants, all different colors. It's such a good way to dress comfortably, casually, but also very nice. I find that a lot of guys, they think to look nice, you can't also look comfortable. It is possible to do it, though. Mack Weldon makes such good, comfortable, nice, form-fitting clothing and performance fabrics for guys who just want to look and feel like they look nice. You know what I mean? Without sacrificing comfort. They have a full range of clothes. They never go out of style. Like I said, I have probably 7 pairs of pants. I have 3 pairs of the Ace sweatpants, which just fit perfectly. They honestly make you look like you're one of the models. The underwear I have, they're not just the skimpy ones that they go down your leg a little bit, which, you know, I'm old enough to admit I want that. I have a couple nice like stretchy t-shirts and the polo shirts. I'm telling you, the polo shirts are so nice to put on. You just feel like a professional golfer immediately, but you look cool, much unlike a lot of professional golfers. I'm telling you, I love them. And like I was saying, some people just want to look, you know, good and comfortable without calling attention to themselves. And that is exactly where Mack Weldon comes in. The performance fabric is breathy, but it doesn't look techie. You know, it doesn't have that like shine. You're not going to look like a high school football coach who's trying too hard. You're going to look exactly how you think you're going to look in your mind, like the Matrix, that residual self-image. That's what you're going to have. I'm telling you, I swear by it. Go poke around on the website. You will find something that you like. Get timeless looks with modern comfort from Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com. You get 20% off your first order with the promo code ALLFANTASY. Again, that's MACWELDON.com, promo code all fantasy. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, listen, we all have things that stress us out. If you don't, then hit me in the DMs. Let me know your secret. I have been trying my whole life to figure out what to do about that. We keep them bottled up. You know, it starts to affect you negatively. I don't care who you are. It just does. You take it out on people. One day it's like the dishes are piling up or whatever. And then you're having a fight over parking space. It just, they bottle up and they come out in negative ways. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. Everybody has things that bother them. It could be your best friend in the world. It could be your partner. There's always stuff. That's just human nature. And you don't want to bottle it up. You want to tell people. Sometimes you don't want to tell the person because it doesn't really matter that much, you know, but you want to tell someone. You want to feel like you've been heard. I live in the world. I get how it is. And telling someone, it's always the best. You know what I mean? You call your best friend, you vent a little bit. You had a rough day at work, you vent. That's what therapy is. It's just somebody who lets you vent and they don't need to vent themselves. Come on, it's perfect. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is done entirely online, like a ton of things these days. It's extremely convenient. You don't got to get up. You don't got to go to the office. You don't got to sit in traffic. You just sit there on the laptop. It's convenient for you. It's flexible. We all got different schedules. You know, you're working nights. They want to work with you. They can help you out. They suit to your schedule. You just go out, you fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Sometimes you don't get the right fit right away. They want it to work just as bad as you want it to work. So give it a try. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off of your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, Patreon.com/allfantasy.
And we're back. Welcome to another brand new episode
like
of All Fantasy Everything.
I can't do it like he can.
I can't
do it.
I'm gonna try.
Do it, man. All right. All right.
Okay.
You gotta do
I'm gonna
it.
Try.
Come on, man.
All right. And we're back. But that's not what I sound like. If I, you want me to do it loud, like I would do it.
Do not it like one we, more. Try one more time with Ian, and then maybe you inject Mr. Doodoo in it.
Mr. Doodoo. And we're
That's
back.
You.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed. If you've heard another podcast, you had doo-doo in your ear. You were wrong. You need to pull it out and listen to this one because this is it. The only piece of media that has ever graced the internet is right here, right now, doo-doo. David, what is your first pick in the All Fantasy Everything movies you wish you lived in / sports movies draft?
First of all, can I say...
Yes.
Amazing.
That worked, right?
You're out here doubting yourself. That was amazing. You just hit all the points. You
it's
did it.
Muscle memory. Ian's been doing it. You know, we've done two, like
it's
233
not if, it's
of
not
these.
Your muscles doing it.
Well, I know,
have
but
we
it's
done how many?
Like 233. I never pay attention to the number because it doesn't pop up on Apple podcasts or whatever. That's like with how we do go on. It's like almost 500 hours of content. That's pretty dope. Like, and this,
oh, no.
When you go, like, when you start to think about your body of work or whatever, and I know, imagine all the shit that we just forgot we said, but it's like, that's pretty good. That's pretty cool. And my daughter won't get to listen to any of it, but that's neither here nor there.
You're not going to let her listen to it?
I'll let her listen to it, of course.
On her implant chip, because that's what she's going to have when she's 19.
David coming for Big Brother. Damn, dude.
I'm coming for Big Sister. I'm coming for Big Stepbrother.
There you go. Woke. Wake up, America. It's Big Sister in charge. I like it.
Loose change.
Oh, dude. Zeitgeist 1 and 2? I dare you to watch those and not be different. Open your mind's eye, bruv. Light up one of those cross joints.
Oh, speaking of which, have you seen that? Not speaking of which at all.
I like
all.
This. Speaking of which, what is it?
I don't know why the hell I said that. Have you seen that Wall Street movie show?
Oh, are you who are you talking to? You mean Real Life Entourage?
I assume that you would. That's why I was wondering. Have you seen it?
It's Entourage. It's a 50-year-old man, and the guy who created Entourage based on his life. And an Entourage documentary is what it is. It's sick.
Mark Wahlberg is funny because like
he's a prick, but
he's one of those guys though where I'm like, I don't think you can hide it that much. You're a shark. Not even. And I'm no judgment, good or bad, but I'm like, you're like I feel the same way about Kevin Hart sometimes where I'm like. If nobody was in the room, I think you're an asshole.
Well, I
and
feel
that's
there's
fine.
A lot of people like that, I'm sure. Because I agree with you. That's like that's always been my gauge on like who I think is who I really will say like my best friends are. Like the people that I really, really love are the people that I think wouldn't say something bad about me if they were left to it. Like if they knew nobody would ever hear it, they would all, you know, those kind
right,
of people.
Right,
and
right.
Mark Wahlberg does not seem like one of those type of people. He does seem like he's very down for his friends and family. And like he seems like a, also he seems like he's grown from what he used to be for sure. Like a 19-year-old in Boston who did tons of bad stuff.
I'm also not one of those people who thinks nice is like the overall important quality.
Well, if you're going to, dude, he's got like 9 businesses he's trying to run. You don't do those by being that nice, you know?
And it's just like, what if you're nice, great. That really does help. But it's not like...
It's not the hallmark of a business person.
I don't think even of a necessarily good person. I've known some really great people who aren't nice
at all. Would you wear municipal?
Would I know?
If it wasn't a loud graphic. That's because I'm like, the older I get, the more I'm like, I just want things to fit the way I want them to fit. And he seems very concerned about that.
That seems like the point of municipal, his...
Yeah,
Brent, is this a municipal? Are you?
No, I'm
is this
not
a municipal podcast.
Whoa, David.
Are you trying to get free municipal right now?
Well, now we got to start over. Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is definitely not being paid under the table by municipal to say anything, neither here nor there.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if it didn't have a huge municipal logo, you could probably catch me in some. But I just don't like clothes with like giant logos unless they're skateboard clothes. Then I'll wear the biggest logo you got.
Yeah, I don't want anything on my shirt unless it's something like I like.
Yeah, Adam gives me shit all the time for wearing like big Bulma. Graphics. I want, you know what I want is a pink shirt with a Rolex on it that says your name. I would desperately want
well,
that.
Well, you can't have one. It's not like I set one aside for you or anything.
Mail it to me. I want it. Anyway, David, you are now on the clock with your first pick for the movies that you wish you lived in. Is that what it is? Movies you wish you lived in?
Yeah, movies I want to live in.
All right, what do you got? Man, okay. What if there's some crossover? If you pick a movie that is on my list and I show you it's on my list, that can count, right? This in this draft, we
I
can
didn't
pick
any sports movies, though.
Oh, all right, fine. All right, what do you got?
Sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, so for my first movie, I wanted to live in a hip-hop movie, and obviously my first choice was Hype Williams Presents Belly.
Dude, that'd but be so I, scary.
But then that's what I thought about. I was like, that's like a stress that yeah. I don't want that. I don't want to live in Belly. I'd like to have a Belly weekend.
Well,
you know,
you can leave whatever movie you live in and have a Belly weekend. That's you can have a Belly weekend right now in the real world if you wanted
I cannot. I'm not on the I'm not on the road and I cannot do that.
You don't have enough you don't have enough sweat?
No, I'm not on the road. I'm just like I got my whole family's here. But the movie I want to live in is a hip hop movie. I believe it was 1984.
Okay.
Starring Blair Underwood, The Fat Boys, Run DMC, Sheila E. is also into it, in it, and it is called, and LL Cool J's in it, and it's called Crush Groove. It's a lighthearted romp about the early days of hip-hop. Everybody's wearing sweatsuits. It's so much fun and bright and yeah. a good time, and everybody's rapping. I wanted to be in a rap movie for sure, but I didn't want to have, like, there's no guns in Crush Groove, you know what I mean?
Well, Crush Groove is basically just a big, long music video. I mean, with a lot of dialogue and everything, but that's
body
what I've always...
Body moving!
Yeah, it just seems like a real fun... That's the key, is it's fun. It's very fun. And
it's fun, it's light.
Now, forgive me.
The Fat Boys fuck up a Sbarro.
It is... The Fat Boys were so dope. It's been a minute since I've seen Crush Groove. Remind me, like, the... I guess just the general, like, synopsis of Crush Groove.
It's basically the founding of Def Jam Records. Like, Blair Underwood is supposed to be Russell Simmons. He has this record company out of Rick Rubin's dorm room. It's going good. Then they get a loan from a bad guy to, like, press up a bunch of records. The bad guy presses them. Somehow they get out of it, and they have a big party at the end.
Yeah.
Also, they meet Sheila E. Two brothers fall in love with Sheila E. It's just, like, a really loose...
But it's not like they don't straight up say this is Def Jam. It's just like we all know
no,
that's what this
called,
is about.
I don't think it's called Def Jam in
and
the
no
movie.
No one's got the names or anything. It's like, but this is just
but
like
it's
this
all
person
Def
is
Jam
this.
Artists.
Yeah.
LL Cool J's in it. The Fat Boys, Run DMC. I think New Edition is in it for a second.
Young New Edition.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Body
I like
moving.
Houdini's
in it.
I need to revisit it. Where does it take place? Is it New York?
New York City.
Yeah.
LL Cool J, I think it's like his first time rapping like in something. It's just is so much fun. You should especially now that you're on the couch, you gotta watch that shit.
I know. I'm already sick of it. I'm trying to think of it's so hard to not watch Mortal Kombat when you like when a doctor says, lay on the couch for a couple days, and you're like, yeah, but I can't watch Mortal Kombat, so I can't do that. I have to be
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's just there like tempting you.
Laura, it came so we were just flipping around the other night and Mortal Kombat, you know, in HBO, it'll say like continue watching. And she's like, says here that someone started watching Mortal Kombat because I'm supposed to be waiting. And I was like, I watched the first 7 minutes again because I've already seen him on YouTube. So I figured it was all right to tease myself again. She was like, all right, just making sure you can, you know, if I can't do that, how am I going to raise a kid if I can't like hold off on not watching Mortal Kombat? I get it.
Okay. I don't know if those things are related.
Well, it's like when you fall, with your keys in your pocket. It's kind of like the same kind of thing. No, they're not related. Yeah, Crush Groove, fantastic. Now, I will... Yeah, so I'll go with my first
as
pick.
As it is.
As it is, a serpentine draft. I will make my first pick. And these were... I had... they like some of them... So I'm going to go over the list of ones that were already taken. One of them,
okay.
I'm astonished that it was taken. Astonished, because I was going to pick it, and I was like, there's no way somebody will pick this. So John
Street
started,
Dreams?
No. John went first. He picked The Program, Rocky IV, Best of the Best, which is the one I was going to pick, and I was like, I didn't even know anyone's ever seen
is
that movie.
Van Damme?
No, it's Eric Roberts and like Chris Penn is in it. James Earl Jones.
Best of the Best is like a popular movie, though. I don't think that's like a low key one, right?
It kind of fell into obscurity. It just doesn't like. If you were asked, like now, if we were to draft sports movies, I think he's about the only one. Because it didn't really get a lot of play. It's about like these five people that try out for the U.S. National team to compete against the Korean team. And to me, that was just like, this is my dream. When I was that age, I was like, that's what
beating
I want to
Koreans?
Do. Beating the Koreans? Beating the Koreans. No, gosh, that sounded so terrible. Challenging in a taekwondo tournament to the inventors of the sport, and that would have been my dream. And
but you were in taekwondo tournaments, right?
Tons, dude. I almost
just against other white kids.
There were some not white kids sometimes that I lost to.
What color were those kids?
There were Korean kids. It was all white and Korean kids. I got invited to the Junior Olympics, which lead to the Olympics, but we didn't have enough money for me to go. So that's always been a bummer because I'm like, I bet I would have done okay.
If I was writing the movie, that's when you would have started selling drugs.
Yeah. And then would I have gone to the Olympics and cleaned up?
You would have found that you had a knack for it.
I've been like, so yeah, anyway, now I'm a drug dealer and that's why I got such a fat crib and I have terraces out front and all those whips.
But also you're 15.
Yeah. That helicopter, that's
my
mom.
The movie would have ended by the time you were 17. It's a dark film.
A lot of stuff. If I would have got money young, a lot of stuff would have ended by the time I was 17.
Yeah.
I say that.
That's tricky,
think I'm
you
kidding.
Not being a dad.
Yeah, dude, I had to wait. I had to cool out. I had to cool the jets. So yeah, Best of the Best. That was the one that I thought nobody would pick. Remember the Titans and Invictus. And then Rhea Butcher was also on the show.
Invictus, isn't that like post-apartheid, like right after apartheid?
Post-apartheid rugby in South Africa, yeah. Matt Damon.
Who wants to live in that?
John, apparently.
And I guess it's post-apartheid, so that's cool.
Yeah, pre-apartheid would be like, you know, back. That's when I... Anyway, Rhea Butcher went second. They picked Bull Durham, obviously. League of Their Own.
Yeah, yeah.
The 30 for 30 in Believe Land. I don't know which 30 for 30 that was.
Oh, that's the Cleveland one. That one's really good, too.
Oh, Believeland. Okay.
They did live in that, though.
Yeah, they did. That's fun. I didn't even think about that.
That's mine is the movies you want to live in.
Right, but I'm saying that is cool.
Yeah, they lived in that.
The Color of Money.
They're
from
Akron or Cleveland?
I want to say Akron.
Yeah, I feel like Akron. But anyways, keep going.
Color of Money and then ESPN 9 for 6 series. And then
I love Color of Money.
Oh, dude, Color of Money is so dank. I had a shirt back in the day, just a black shirt that said Vince on it, because I still think I look like Tom Cruise in a weird way. So anyway. Ian picked OJ Made in America, Major League, The Sandlot, which is tight. Blue Chips, another just chef's kiss.
That's top five movies for me, period.
And then Winning Time, Reggie versus the Knicks, which absolutely. So now barring all those, I cannot pick those for sports movies. It's kind of wild. There's some bangers still on the table. But the first one that I will pick as far as sports movies go, for me, it's funny because I don't have to worry about anybody picking these, so I'm just going to go in the order that my passion guides me. And it's
Friday. Let your passion be your guide.
Friday Night Lights, absolutely. That would have been on my list.
Oh, 1980s Midland, Texas is where you want to be.
Not where I'm living. I'm just drafting sports movies.
Wait, I'm sorry, we're not drafting the same thing.
No, I don't want to live in most of these. I would not want to live in 80s Texas. No, sir. No, siree.
No, Friday Night Lights is great. Did you ever read the book?
Yeah, that's one that I have read before that accident where I forgot how to read. I did read the book, Friday Night Lights.
I've seen the book.
The TV show I've probably seen all the way through, I don't want to, 10 times at least. And then the movie, who knows? That's one where you just throw it on.
I forget that there's a TV show.
Dude, the TV show is the best piece of Friday Night Lights that is out there, as far as I'm concerned.
Really?
Better than the movie, better than the book.
This is going to sound horrible. I always thought that there were no black people in the movie, in the TV show.
No, the TV show, it ends
it's
up...
It's like, I don't want to watch this show about football with no black people.
They're more prominent, because I think that was probably a popular opinion. I think as the show started, people were like, well, this is not doing it. And then, because in the beginning of the TV show, they have, it's Smash. Smash Williams is like the star running back. And
his name is Smash?
Brian Smash Williams.
And, that was my name. I'd have a kid.
He damn near did. I mean, he was out there. But then, so Dillon High splits into, or Dillon splits into two school districts, East Dillon, and then, you know, that's where, like, the dude.
Oh, so it's not about the real school, the TV show?
They're different. So I think the movie's more accurate. The TV show's.
The movie's based on the book.
Yeah, I think the movie's where it's at, because the TV show does a lot more, because they, you know, because they have to fill a lot more content. So they went into, like, whole different school districts, and they were always adding characters. But the dude, the guy that plays MC Ren from Straight Outta Compton, is in the show, and he plays, Shane will know, he plays, I can't remember his name. Oh, Voodoo Tatum. That's his name. I think it's Ray Voodoo Tatum.
These are crazy names.
Dude, can you imagine if I was having an apartment party and I was like, man, Smash and Voodoo are coming over?
No, they're not. I'm glad my pepper spray came over.
Apartment parties tended to get a little bucker than some house parties. Cause you remember those when you'd have the apartment party and you'd be like, I guess Malloy used to do them. 30 of us at Malloy's house, and I'm like, how is this happening?
I mean, I remember from my youth leaving apartment parties and just like holes in the wall and shit.
And their neighbors are feet away. That was always the wild thing where I'm like, they can smell the smoke.
Did I ever tell you this? I feel like I must have told you this before. I just remembered it because I was talking to my friend about it the other day. I, at an apartment party escaping the cops, I fell from the third story.
You fell or you jumped? Like you were trying?
I was trying to jump and I fell because I was fucking wasted. Oh. I was like,
did you break anything?
15. No, I was like, I was 15.
Did you land in a bush? In this,
yeah, I'll explain. So I was 15 and we were at the party with a bunch of these Serenios, which was like, I don't know what we're doing.
I'm aware.
We're at this party. We're hanging out. It's like a trap house before the term trap house was big.
This isn't Elizabeth?
Like it was just. No, it's in Aurora. It's like an empty. It's like an empty apartment. There's a keg and some ice in the tub, and then there's like four chairs in the living room, and people are playing Madden.
Oh, like the for real trap house, like no furniture and shit.
Yeah, no furniture. The guys were like, "Oh, we're moving out," but I was like, "No, I think you're just trapped." Anyways,
I just don't think you want a quick getaway. Is I think what's happening.
Yeah. Anyways, it's on the third floor, and we're partying, and we go out to the balcony to smoke some weed, and I'm fucked up. Like I couldn't even. I was like, I was probably a sophomore, so I was like, 15.
Yeah, 16-year-old apartment party messed up.
Well, we were the only 16-year-olds, me and my friend Brandon. And
that makes
this
you
other
even
kid,
more messed up because it's grown-ups helping you out.
This other kid. Well, they weren't grown-ups. They were like, these kids were like 20, 21. You know what I mean? They were like 19. They were still hanging out with. But anyways, me and Brandon and this kid Ali, we go outside and we're smoking weed. And this kid comes outside and he's like, cops at the door, no joke. And this kid, Ali, just immediately climbs over the balcony, drops to the, like, climbs over, hangs down, drops to the second
floor. Like, gently, one of those things where you're like, how'd you do that?
Bro, he didn't even say anything to us. He didn't even, he just was out. He was, because he was on probation, so he was just out. And then I look in the window, and I see the cops walking around, and I'm like, fuck. So then the other kid goes, and then my friend goes, and he's like, you're going to have to do this. And he does it, and then I go, and I'm hanging, and as I'm hanging there, like, with my hand, so you know how in the back there's, like, the concrete part, and then there's the, like, railing? You understand? Mm-hmm. The metal railing? Yeah. I'm hanging from the metal railing, I move my hand, so now they're flat on the concrete part, and I'm fucking so fucked up, and I'm like, you just gotta do it, you just gotta do it, and I go, and I swing my legs in, and I let go. And I come in and like about 5/8 of my body gets in down there. Like
your butt, like your butt kind of?
Yeah, but I kind of turned as I went in because I swung.
So you plinko'd down this thing.
And I hipped out and I kind of bink. So technically I fell from the second story.
No. I'm counting that the third story. I'll give it to you.
I mean, I was almost in, though. You
right,
know what
but
I'm
your force so was like, that of the third story. I'll give it to you.
Okay. And so then I came down and I kind of hit, like, I land. I'm so lucky. You know those giant AC vent things outside of apartment club? I landed right next to that.
In a bush?
No, it's just like, so you know apartment complex as well. It was just that like sod wood chip shit they have next to the bushes. Yeah. And I rolled over behind the bush because cops were shining their lights, right? Cops were shining their lights. I'm in the bush. That kid Ali who went before me, as soon as I hit the ground, he like bailed, but the cops saw him with his light. So the cop was like, hey, and Ali ran across and jumped over the fence. So he was gone, and like the cops were worried about him. My buddy Brandon came and swooped me up. We came back around the corner, like waited, saw the cops leaving, and then we got in the car and went home. And I was all hobbling around the house. My mom was like, what happened? And I was like, we were wrestling.
But you were ultimately okay? Nothing crazy happened?
No. I didn't get popped. Is that what you mean?
I mean, hurt. That, like, you break your femur doing that shit. That's
I was busted up, but not like, no, nothing broke.
Jeez. No. How have you, well, now I know. Another layer to the onion. I like that we've known each other so long and so well. And then I still get a story like that sometimes where, like, that should have been night one that we talked about that.
I don't really like to bring up that kind of. Not night one. I got worse ones than that. But anyways, yeah, that was, So if you're ever on Arapahoe and Orchard, that apartment complex right there.
During High Plains, you need to, man, we should take a little. Take a little trip and you just kind of. Just point like there's where that went down. I got some other things I'll bring up that like where did that go down?
I can show you some spots.
I'm so excited for High Plains. It's gonna be so. Oh.
It's gonna be stupid.
Yeah, man.
I got a smoker now.
Wait, when and where is High Plains? I'm like so eager to get out of this country. I'm like, maybe should I go?
September.
You should go. Oh my God, you should go. September 18th. The weekend of September 18th in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah,
you should come.
Yeah. It's the most fun.
And that would be,
wait, maybe
as soon as we have like ticket links and everyone for listening, we'll put them up.
You could get tickets by you could get by vaccines by then for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you should fucking do that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe I'll be there.
Hell yeah! You heard it here, podcast fans.
We're gonna have to sell out the Rockies Stadium, dude. It's gonna be.
We're gonna have to.
So yeah, Friday Night Lights. It's just a dope sports movie. I don't need to dive in. I feel like we've covered it quite a bit extensively.
Who's your favorite character?
Oh, man, in the movie or just in the world?
Because we're picking the movie, right?
Picking the movie. So my favorite character in the movie's got to be Don Billingsley. It has to be.
Donnie.
You remember his dad's Tim McGraw? His dad's Tim McGraw.
I don't mean to laugh, but he like...
He does
didn't he tape a football to his hands?
He does a good job as being a shitty cowboy dad. Yeah, he's drunk the whole time. He like throws his championship ring out the window and Don finds it and like gives it to him the next day. And then at the end... Man, this should have... I was going to draft movies that make you cry, but I didn't want to because it's too somber. But when his dad walks up at the end of the movie and gives him his championship ring after they lose, makes me cry. Like, crazy. It always gets me when I see people's... When I see my dad in other people's dads or whatever, where I'm like, man, you deep down, you wanted to be good, but you just couldn't. So, like, that always gets me. And that's what his dad was going through in that movie, I think. Like, way deep down, he's an all right dude, but all deep, of the shitty down. Stuff... That way deep down, like deep, deeper
played
than
played by a Minnesota boy.
What? Who? What?
Garrett Hedlund is from Minnesota.
Is he really? He's in that. You're talking about the guy that played Donnie Billingsley?
Yeah.
He's in like Four Brothers and
He's
in Troy, I think.
Death Sentence, Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yeah.
Road.
I just like him in the movie because he's like, I don't know, just smashed like real like gnarly. Tackle football player, like just he doesn't have a lot of attitude, which is fun. He just lets pads do the talking. Is that what you'd say? Let your pads do the talking?
That's not what I said, but I was on varsity, so
I did not. I was on the D team, got the big hit award. What is that? Bottle of Gatorade. Give Sean the bottle of Gatorade so he can tell his mom he did something. Sean, this Gatorade's free from your coaches because you got a big hit. my first pick. Oh shit, I gotta write these down. Hold on.
Morning. We're getting there.
All right. And my second pick for sports movies that did not get picked, I'm going to say White Men Can't Jump. I'm shocked.
I can't believe I didn't get picked.
I'm shocked. I mean, it's all the movies that got picked are great. But then I look at like Invictus and I'm like, I think every single person I know would pick White Men Can't Jump over Invictus. So, to each their own. And it's, but White Men Can't Jump is just, it's just perfect.
Sidney Dean, Wesley Snipes in that movie is one of the top three coolest people ever. ever. Sydney Dean?
Oh, yeah, dude. Ooh, and
it's so chilly. Oh, my fucking God.
Even when he's, I didn't even push up on the sister yet and look at her. When he's like, when he's talking all sweet to Rosie Perez and he's like, oh, yeah. I see your weakness. Like, he found his weakness so quick.
He's like the only man I respect who could wear two tank tops and a bicycle hat at one time.
He looks great. We were just talking about.
He looks amazing. Are you kidding me? An onyx god.
Yeah. No, he looks absolutely perfect. And doesn't he?
He's like hot.
Back then when the biker shorts under the baggy shorts, the whole thing, like, people do a version of that now, but they just have longer, they're like capri tights that they're wearing. Like, you know, it's Damian Lillard wears, he basically is doing that, but they're just longer pants. Like, they're just tight pants all the way to your ankles with basketball shorts. So they were doing that back then for all you kids out there.
Also, they had the coolest wives in that, or wife.
I love that shit when they get together and they're basically just like, let's figure out what our dumb partners can't. We'll just,
yeah.
What are they doing? They're just sitting in the living room, like playing video games or something.
They're watching the Knicks game, I think.
Yeah.
And then fucking, yeah, Rosie Perez, Fools That Start With A Letter Cool. Oh, man.
Fools That Start With A Letter Cool.
Damn, that movie could have been a movie I want to live in.
That was the one where
was
I was
the
like,
one?
I was like, maybe this could have made your list. So I was hoping. What are the brothers?
The Spaghetti Brothers, I believe it was.
The Mom Spaghetti Brothers?
I think it was the Spaghetti Bros. God,
that'd be... You know...
Listen, we could go to...
There are people with the last name Spaghetti out there somewhere.
Like, no, there's not,
there,
Sean.
There has to be.
You find me one person. You're telling me there's a guy named Rick Spaghetti out
I saw,
there?
I saw Marissa's he eyes just, go over to the Googler just, right away.
No, I think that's a great last name. I would love to own the name Miss Spaghetti.
If your last name was Spaghetti, nobody would ever believe you.
Where'd it
What's
come
your
from?
Name? Freddy? Your name is Frederick Spaghetti?
I bet you.
Your name is Freddy Spaghetti.
I bet you it's a family name, and that's how Spaghetti got its name.
I'm going to Google Spaghetti surname.
Just like I bet you there's somebody with a last
name
Buffalo Wing.
Which is a pretty cool name.
All foods start from a surname. So Buffalo Wing, Spaghetti.
There's no like Ron Ceviche.
Tortilla Alfredo was a person back in the day. Do you guys remember
that? That was not. That was never a guy.
Tortilla
that was
Alfredo
never
would
a guy.
Tell me you wouldn't. Don't,
you're trying to make your perverted food choices into reality.
Tell me
that's
you wouldn't
not...
swipe the proper way on Tortilla Alfredo. I just don't know which way is
the
fuck way.
The proper way is left.
Is that the fuck
away.
Way?
I would run away.
No, you'd swipe
right. I'm
going
to trust a guy named Tortilla Alfredo?
You would swipe.
Not with my wife?
Well, exactly. But if you were going to date a guy named Tortilla Alfredo. And Rick Spaghetti.
You saying that Sean's food choices are perverted really makes me laugh.
He's got the food choices of a freak. That shit's freaky. Okay.
So, yeah.
Listen, there is 1,022,083,472 people have the last name Spaghetti.
I'm telling you, that's all I need, man. All you need is just need a spark to start a fire.
80% of the Spaghetti family live in southwestern Europe.
Yeah, we need to get the Spaghetti family out there boning so there's more spaghettis in the world.
Have some little SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, White Man Can't Jump. It's a fantastic sports movie. And it's sports isn't like the main part of the movie. It is, but it's like I wouldn't call that a basketball movie necessarily.
Right.
It's like basketball
right.
slash. I don't know. What is it, like crime? I don't know. Comedy.
I feel like the late 80s, early 90s did this thing where they had kind of movies that were all the genres blended really well together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like
how Jerry Maguire, what kind of movie is that? Is it a romance movie?
It was on my list. You know what I won't take it because there's plenty.
Oh,
but it was,
sorry.
Oh, no,
shit,
it's fine.
I'm sorry.
No, but it was definitely, cause when I saw it, I was like, it's all about sports, but that is not a sports movie, you know? It's
yeah,
like you wouldn't
man.
Call it a sports movie, but you would. It's all about sports. So that's a great example. But yeah, White Man Can't
I
Jump.
I love black people.
You know, I didn't know, since we're talking about it, until I saw that, because I saw that pretty late, I think, like after it came out. I didn't know all the pop culture references that were in that movie. Like all that stuff, like Show Me the Money, the Kwan.
You didn't know why everybody was saying Show Me the Money.
I thought they were just assholes. Like You Complete Me. I didn't know any of that shit. And then you watch it and you're like, this movie is full of like every reference from the late 90s. That's where they all came from.
Yeah, some little perv kid in the apartment under me told me about the sex scene, and that's the whole reason I watched it.
Sex scene. Oh, the don't ever stop fucking me. That one with Kelly Preston.
I mean, you don't have to say it, but yeah.
Well, I apologize. Anyway, White Men Can't Jump. David, it is time for your second pick in movies that you would like to live in.
David Spaghetti.
Yeah, tell me that's not a dope last name. Hi, my name's Rick Spaghetti. I'd like to be a member of the city council, if at all possible.
Apparently, there's no one in the Spaghetti family in Greenland, Russia, most of Asia.
Well, yeah, not after what happened.
No. Dude, there's some spaghettis. There's one spaghetti in South Africa.
I'm telling you.
I don't know how reliable this website is.
It's not like they just looked at straight uncooked pasta and they were like, spaghetti. It came from somewhere. I would bet dollars to donuts it was a family name, and that's who made spaghetti for the first time.
Hold on. There's 16 spaghetti families in the United States?
Where?
Okay, guys, listen. I know you listen to this podcast every week, and we don't ask a lot of you. If you know some of these spaghettis,
if you're connected to a spaghetti, reach out.
If you're spaghetti connected, reach out.
Seriously,
tweet, Instagram. I'm trying to get that spaghetti connect.
Yeah, like let me get their contact info.
Yeah, if you have the phone number of a spaghetti,
yeah,
I will give you $20.
If you're running with a spaghetti clan, like if you're clanned up with the spaghettis, they get the follow immediately. There, I'll go on Maine.
If you know a crew of spaghettis, what do you call a group of spaghettis?
A pasta?
If you know a never-ending pasta bowl of spaghettis, tweet it. The G is silent.
If you know a dinner of spaghettis.
I just want to see what they look like, the spaghettis.
They probably look just like people.
Like the Alfredos?
No, don't even start, man.
They don't look like the Alfredos.
I imagine they'd look like the Mario Brothers.
The spaghettis? I do too.
I do too. I think it might be racist.
Like if they walked into Safeway, I'd be like, holy shit.
It's the spaghetti, bro.
There's Rick and Slick Spaghetti.
Rick and Slick Spaghetti.
Hi, my name's Slick Spaghetti.
My name is Slick Spaghetti. I'm here to fix your HVAC.
Slick Spaghetti. My cat's just staring at me like I'm a psychopath.
It's because she figured it out.
Oh, her name's Betty. Betty Spaghetti?
Betty Spaghetti. If there's a Betty Spaghetti, I will jump out this window right now.
Anyway.
What are we doing?
We're having a good time, but other than that, it is your second pick in the movies you'd like to live in draft.
What if we've been pronouncing it all wrong and we meet some and they're actually like, it's pronounced Spaghetti?
I would say, well, I'm going to keep saying spaghetti. Because there's nothing funny about Betty Spaghetti. Well, it's kind of funny, but
it's still pretty cool.
Spaghetti is way doper. If I meet it, please, if we... if you know what? We've had... once somebody flew from Australia to watch us in Denver last time. Shout out, by the way. That's crazy to me. Like, makes me cry almost. If you... all right. We'll need to discuss this with Ian. If you are Spaghetti who listens to this show... All expense paid trip to High Plains.
Oh, what? I was gonna say free tickets.
All right, free tickets. That's more realistic. Free tickets, and I will get you a hotel. I will. This is I have a kid. I will get you a night in a hotel.
I'll pitch on the hotel if we could get a spaghetti in the audience.
If you can show me on your driver's license that your last name is Spaghetti.
If you can show me on your birth certificate that your last name is Spaghetti.
Then yeah, you.
If your name is Eddie Spaghetti, I will straight up give you $1,000.
Yeah, I probably would too. That's so crazy, Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh my god, I've never been. I feel like we're gonna track down some spaghettis.
That's what we're shooting for.
Oh god, what if our show is just a whole mess of spaghettis?
I'd be shocked if it was a whole. Then we got to start looking for the marinaras and the meatballs. We got to find the whole crew.
We got to put the whole recipe together.
Yeah, we do. The Parmesan.
If somebody's last name is meat sauce.
Yeah.
Slick meat sauce.
If we find an Olive Garden out there, if your last name is Olive Garden or Fazoli's or Buca di Beppo, hit us up.
Buca di Beppo.
Anyway.
Okay.
Second pick, movies you want to live in.
Oh, my spaghetti clan. My second pick for movies I would want to live in, and this is weird because I really don't like them, but Police Academy.
They'd be wacky. It'd be a fun little world to live in.
It would be a lot better.
And I'm not like insanely familiar, but like what, Steve Guttenberg, Bobcat, pretty much all I can. And was it Michael Winslow?
Michael Winslow. It was just like one of those fun 80s movies where everybody was horny, but I'm not a nerd, so I don't like science, so I didn't want to do Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
But I like those horny 80s romps.
They were.
You know what I mean?
Where they're just like, what would go here? Like some naked women running across the room for whatever reason, and everyone's
some strange reason.
That would absolutely.
There's always like a hot, strong lady beating everybody up.
Yeah,
Police Academy, it's just like really silly. I like it when they take a serious thing and make it super silly.
Yeah.
And yeah, what a great world if the cops were just like,
if they were just wacky dipshits, like, well,
they
dipshits
were just
in a
like
fun way.
Horny douchebag, horny losers, which I guess they are, but
yeah, but it's scary right now. They're horny, scary losers for some reason.
Always.
I don't know how that happened.
Always been scary. But yeah, Police Academy is just like a quintessential one of those 80s fun romps, you know what I mean? Anything where they have to like go through a school or like training, you know what I mean? And like, we gotta get out of the academy.
Well, that's the fun. It's like Stripes, you know, where they're just like these brand new cops and they're just like, whoa, what a wacky time we're gonna have at Police Academy. And we're all idiots, but we're all gonna bone each other.
Yeah.
I got to open for Michael Winslow a couple times.
Did he do all those noises?
Yeah, he did. So he did the, I forget which Star Wars movie. I want to say it's an Empire where Luke goes in and shoots the Death Star. No, that's new. It's the first, whatever one it is, where Luke like has to fly the TIE fighter in there and shoot the Death Star.
Okay.
God, is it an X-Wing or a TIE fighter? I'm blowing it. Whatever ship the good guys have. And anyway, he did the whole like 5-minute scene. He did every sound effect. It was bonkers.
That's insane.
You wouldn't believe it because you're watching it and you're like, there's absolutely no way that he's doing this, and then he's, you know, he's doing it. It's just like he wasn't doing the music with it, obviously, because that's, I don't even know if that's possible, but every sound effect, every voice, perfect. He did have like 40 music cues, which if you're a comic, you know, is, and if you're not a comic, if like you hear music playing off stage, that means that somebody has to play that music for the comic, which is always
I always feel so bad.
And so if there's like more, one or two, whatever, like Brent Weinbach has some hilarious ones. But if you have like 40 of them, it's like, come on, bro. That's now somebody has to have their full time job. And I was emceeing the show. So I was like, my full time job was watching him hit the music cues and then running out. And then if you screw up, it ruins their whole act. And then they get mad at you. And it's like, shit, if you just came with some jokes, it would have helped.
Yeah, they're like, this worked in Buffalo, and it's like, our job is talking for an hour, bro. I don't know what this is.
I'm not a sound. It was back when it was CD players, and you just had to hit play and hope the CD wasn't. They'd always give you like a CD out of their duffel bag with no case, and you're like, well, this is scratched, homeboy. I can see it. So this, I guarantee something's going to happen. But anyway, it was fun to see him do all that shit. But yeah, man, Police Academy, that's a solid, solid second pick. And with your third pick, what do we got?
It was going to come up. I don't even need to go into it too much. I've made my stance very clear on it. It's obviously a goofy movie.
I love it. Are you animated?
Yeah, I'm animated as fuck. Yeah. That's, oh, yeah. Oh,
I was
yeah.
hoping you were going to pick an animated joint because that would be.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super animated. I'm probably like Powerline's road manager. Because I kind of want to be more on that side of things. I love the entertainment industry.
You know, if somebody has the capability or the knowledge of the catalog of this show, I would be very interested to see which picks have come up the most. Like, I know that I've picked Menace in X amount of drafts. I know that you've picked Goofy Movie in a bunch of drafts. Like, you know what I mean? I'd like to see how many of the same thing have made it into different drafts. I don't know that there's any way to do that. And if you do that and your last name is Spaghetti, you can have my daughter.
No, that's impossible.
You can have
that's impossible. That's impossible. That's impossible. This website, according to this website that is, you know, I don't think even real, there's only 330 people in the world with the last name Spaghetti. Wait, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cross check it with Bori and we'll see how many
the Spaghetti Boris? Wait, what are you doing?
No, that's not real.
What do you mean you're going to cross-check it? What do you mean? You're just going to see how many Boris are out there?
I'm going to check how many Boris there are, and then maybe we'll get like a... Because I don't trust this website. I don't think there's...
I have a question before... So I'm going to guess how many Boris I think there are. Is Bori... Is it like Johnson in Sierra Leone? Like, is it a very popular name?
Well, no, we're from a small part of a small country.
Okay.
Kono District is really small.
Do you have a guess? Does how many Boris? I'll say mine first, but I just want to... Or do you already look?
I am looking right now.
I'm going to guess there are 10,000 Boris in the world. Am I insane?
There are 7,954.
See that? Now I don't feel...
That's pretty good.
Because that's one of those things where
most
you're like...
Most prevalent in Sierra Leone, highest density in Sierra Leone.
But it's like, you know, what am I going to sound like a prick? Because there could be like a million and now I sound like a jerk. So I'm happy with 10,000. I'm happy with that guess.
No, there couldn't be a million. That's like...
Well, no, I know that was bold, but how many...
There's only like 4 million people, 2 million. Maybe it's 2 million. Yeah, okay. 14 in the U.S. That could be right.
Really?
Because there's a few other Bori families that aren't ours in Kono.
All right. Nice.
So that... There's one in Brazil.
There's none in Bolivia, I'll tell you that. I don't know
what you're talking about.
I don't either. I bring that up sometimes just to make sure that people know. But yeah, I don't even know. I wonder if there's any spaghettis in Bolivia. The Bolivian spaghetti, dude. That's like a Colombian necktie.
I believe it's El Spaghetti.
I left my wallet there one time. You know what I'm talking about? Left my wallet in El Spaghetti. all right. Yeah, I'm blowing this. It's my turn. So we don't need to not to dive into a goofy movie too much. What would be is there a particular part of the movie that you would like to live in specifically? Like it would be the most fun?
The Powerline concert. The Powerline concert.
Okay.
100%.
Is that kind of like what you're thinking? Like I'd live there and then so I could go to the Powerline concert. I like that.
Yeah, but I want to be Powerline's road manager. So I'm not really on the Max and Goofy shit. I have like my successful career.
Sure. I think a road manager, within reason, and I say this with an abundance of ignorance, I'm sure, but it would be kind of fun, I think. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe like because the bands can get out of control.
I've had some fun times with people's road managers on the road for sure.
Yeah, because you don't have the stress of the show. I know you have to make sure everything works and get everything running and get the band from A to B and make sure they don't get arrested and shit. But it just seems like it'd be a nice little slice of fun, you know, there's no pressure on you to perform or sell tickets or anything. You just need to make sure everything goes okay.
I mean, they have a stressful job. Shout out to JP, who was Eric Andre's tour manager on that tour. Way fun.
I bet that'd be tough.
No, he's like way more chill than you would think. It was, if anything, it was me and his assistant who were kind of going nuts.
Yeah, but I know nuts you, and I bet you're still like very within reason. It's not like nuts David is going to not show up when you're supposed to show up. It's just like you tend to have the fun when you're supposed to have the fun, which is fine. I've never had a problem with people like, it's cut loose time. Cut loose, you know?
Yeah, I'm always going to make bus call. I'm not crazy.
I always, maybe once or twice in my life, I can think where I was like, yeah, you blew it. But most of the time, I'm like, I'll handle. The second I stop handling myself properly and like my business, then get on my shit. Yeah. No, I'm pretty.
Especially with show business, because it's like our job is to talk, dude. I can show up for 15 to minutes to an hour and talk. Like I can get it.
When they're like, can you, you got it? And I was like, if I ever get so buck that I can't talk for 20 minutes the next day, then it's not, it's a way bigger thing. Yeah, dude, I'm acting like the spaghetti's over here when I'm not even, you know, I haven't even started cooking. All right. a goofy movie. For your third pick, it is time for my third and fourth pick, as it is. My third pick, I'm going basketball again, man. I gotta go true to me in movies that would have been on my draft anyways, even if all those other movies didn't get picked. I'm going to say Above the Rim. I love...
You want to... Oh,
no, I don't want to live there. No, yeah, see that? Yeah. I knew you were going to say that, too. I was like, I absolutely do not want to live in that movie, unless I'm Kyle Lee Watson, because
He went to Georgetown.
He ends up okay. Like in the time period of the movie. So for those who don't know, it's a basketball movie. Tupac, Bernie Mac, whoever the dude that played Kyle Watson is actually a very good basketball player. Marlon Wayans is in it. Octavia Spencer.
What's his name? It's Tisha Campbell's husband, Dwayne Martin.
Yeah, Dwayne Martin.
Yeah, he's in a few basketball movies.
Yeah, and he's great. And it's just like, it's got like sneaky star power in it, which is real fun.
Did you say Bernie Mac already?
Yeah, but Wood Harris is real fun in it. It's, and Marlon Wayans
hasn't aged a day.
No, dude, he looks younger now. It's astonishing.
Wood Harris is 1,000 years old.
But that that was in the, before I thought I was in a, go, let me get the timeline. No, I guess this would have been like after my, I thought I was in a gang. But whenever I was at the that period, I was like, basketball rules. And I would wear my Sean Kemp short set. And I would go out on my adjustable hoop and I would do, I would try to do the moves they did in Above the Rim, like the, all the fancy dribbling and stuff that you absolutely can't do. And it would always work.
Most, that was the most Midwest I've ever heard you sound. All the fancy dribbling. I was just out there trying to do that fancy dribbling.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where I first saw a crossover and I was like, oh, dude. And I would try to do it at basketball practice and the coach basically was like, knock that shit off, dude. You
what
can't
are you, doing?
you have hair in your eyes. That's the first thing is get a haircut.
Also, for the last time I told you, we have a uniform. Stop wearing that Sean Kemp short set to practice.
Dude, I got last pick on the uniform because again I was on the D team. Surprise, surprise. And so I had like, I looked like Larry Bird. Everybody else like had the
big,
yeah, dude, because there was a box of uniforms. So the good kids, like your Chris Teasons and whatnot, they got to go pick all the big baggy shit. And then I'm left. I'm no joke, dude. Like high Larry Bird shorts, and my jersey was like skin tight. Couldn't even fit a t-shirt under it. It like I couldn't even try to make myself look better. And I hadn't started skating yet, but I don't know. My hair was super long, so like down to my nose. And you couldn't wear a hat. I was a mess. I was an absolute mess. But Above the Rim did inform how I thought I should be able to play, and I loved it. And it had Tupac in it, who was like. You know, I was so smitten with Tupac at the time. Still am, but like that was right when I kind of found out who it was.
Smitten with Tupac and fancy dribbling.
He would have been an amazing actor if he could have continued down that road. I think he would have done really good stuff.
I think that's what he would have done.
Absolutely. He still would have made music, but he was a good actor. And even in like Poetic Justice, he made that piece of crap look piece of
crap.
That
movie fucking
it
sucks.
Does not hold up, and I want it
it's
to, man.
It doesn't. It's really bad.
Yeah,
it's
not
a bad movie.
So that was my third pick, and with my fourth pick,
four picks. Four
I'm gonna
picks.
Go. I guess another one of my favorite sports movies, and it's kind of takes the heat off because I don't have to like pick your traditional movies because they're all taken. But I'm gonna take Bring It On.
Torrance.
I love that movie. I just showed Laura's never seen it the other night, and I tried to get her to watch it, and I was like, not feeling this, are you? I could tell.
To be a fly on that wall.
To me, that movie is so fun, and like, it's just fun. I guess it's just fun. It's about nothing. It's about cheerleading, and it is.
It's cold in here.
I love that girl from Black is in it. You remember that music group, BLAQUE?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the girl at Compton that's like, can we please just beat these Buffies down? Because I was like, I know that
so
girl
I
from somewhere.
So I can go home?
Yeah. And when they go, Burr,
isn't Gabrielle Union the other one?
Gab Union. Which goes, Burr, it's cold in here. There must be some Toros in the atmosphere. I know you don't think a white girl made that shit up. It was just like, oh, get her. It was hilarious. And then it's.
Man.
Yeah, it's fun. Again, about nothing, and just a fun, weird cheerleading movie that I enjoy
a lot. Big Red.
Yeah. Well, and all like just the whole tryout scene. I got to do a podcast with Claire Kramer at one time, who's like, you know, there's Kirsten Dunst, and then there's like those two cheerleaders that don't like her, and they're kind of like best friends. One of them is Claire Kramer, and I got to do Doug Loves Movies with her a bunch, and I was just like, it's like, holy shit. And I was so thrilled that I was like, you're in Bring It On. This is amazing. And she was just like, yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, no, it's amazing is what it is. I love that movie. So, yeah, I'm just thrilled about the movie Bring It On. That is pick number four. Now, David, it's time for your fourth and final pick in the Movies You Want to Live In draft that I am not a part of.
As tis. My fourth pick... This was an easy one. I just didn't know where I wanted to put it. Anchorman.
Absolutely. I don't know if I would have thought about that.
I want to wear cool 70s suits and do obnoxious, absurd things with my friends
at pool parties. That's the so that's
at
the thing.
At pool parties,
they it's
drinking nonstop. Though.
Maybe
he's
I'm
drinking at work.
I could be out of line here, but it seems like there was a point in life, and it seems like the 70s were that time where people would have more like house pool parties as adults. Like grown-ups in like the 80s, it seems like they were going to bars and dancing and clubbing and stuff. The 70s, unless you were disco, it seemed like you would have a pool party at the person's house that had the pool because drugs were new, you know?
I think people are still doing that. We just don't have a lot of friends with pools.
Yeah, man, Cartwheel's going to get that pool, I bet, at some point. And then,
yeah, then it'll
be like
be
Anchorman
on.
Back there. Except we're all old and chilled out, so it'll just be like,
yeah.
You guys want to watch Anchorman and at the pool party?
Let's go swimming? Yeah, no, I love that movie. You know, it's based on that guy from Detroit.
No, what guy from Detroit? Eminem?
Let me look him up.
Is it based on Eminem?
No, he's also, I think it's Mort something.
Of course it is. He was like an Anchorman?
He's on that show. Yeah, he's on that show, Detroiters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he was like
Mort Krim.
Just like a real Ron Burgundy, but in Detroit?
Yeah, Mort Krim.
Damn.
He's still alive.
That sounds. Yeah, that'd be an interesting documentary. That would be a fun one. If any of you spaghettis are documentary filmmakers, get on it.
You know that the spaghettis, there's only 200 of them.
That sounded really racist
makers.
When I said it. If any of you spaghettis...
It did sound really racist. I didn't mean for it. Any of you spaghettis didn't sound good coming out of your mouth.
It didn't. It sure didn't.
If any of you spaghettis... That's the only way it's worse is if you take the I out.
Yeah. Yep. That's, yeah, making it short is not making it less racist. Yeah, man. Anchorman, I didn't even think about that. I can picture you with your tighties on and a silk bathrobe just coming up out of the hot tub with mixed drink in one hand, mixed drink in the other hand.
Oh, yeah. Come on. All those colors they're wearing?
Yeah, dude.
Some kind of a thick mustache.
What's your hair doing?
Oof.
Is it big?
I think I got a James Brown style coif. Like,
yeah,
I think I go full on.
I love
like
that.
Al Sharpton, like perm kind
of
thing.
I love that for you. I love both of them.
Yeah.
You got a beard or you got a mustache?
I got a stash.
Yep.
I still got a beard.
When was the last time you had a mustache?
Never.
You've never had a mustache?
No. I've never. Since
you don't really play around with it too much.
No, since I quit my full-time job to do comedy, I've only since I was 24. So for nine years, I've only just had a beard. Always.
Well, you used to be clean shaved most of the time, right? Like when you first started stand up, were you not?
Yeah, but that's because of my job. I was working at the casino and we had to shave.
That wasn't by choice. Oh, I got you. So
yeah,
if you had your druthers, you would have always been a facial hairman.
I've been a beard guy since I could grow a beard.
Yeah.
Which is so annoying because when I first had a beard, it wasn't like, then the whole beard thing came up and I had to talk to these guys. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm excited because I got a weak chin and when I don't have a beard, it shows. And so now that I can grow a beard, it's like, and it's distinguishing a little bit. Now I got some gray in there.
Yeah, you got a little snow on the mountain.
Yeah, man. A little snow on the mountain.
I like it. I like it.
Anchorman, God, that's fantastic. And round it out, man. Give me number five.
House Party, the first one with Martin Lawrence, Kid in Play. Come on. What is a lighthearted teen romp?
Yeah, man.
What else is there to say?
You know, it's another one that, like, you don't realize how much time passes, but I probably haven't seen House Party for real in like 15 years. I mean, it's been so long.
Oh, you gotta go back and watch it, man.
You know what I used to watch all the time was Class Act, and that took over for House Party because I watched that all the time when I was a kid, and I was like, why don't you watch House Party? It's the same thing, but about a party and not school. That sounds doper. But yeah, Class Act always
stole it. Was good though. Blade Brown and the classic high school mix-up. Class Act is great.
It is. If you guys are sleeping on Class Act, it is a fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and let you not like that. But House Party.
Yeah,
it's just because like Class Act. So Class Act, there was like a bad boy. House Party, they were both kind of just like good kids.
Yeah, they were good kids that just wanted to. What was it? They had a party so they could get with the girls that they had a crush on, right? They
just like these girls.
Yeah, and they like kind of a weird science vibe where they're like, how do we get cool? And that was how they got cool. Just have a
no.
Big
it wasn't
house
even
party.
That though. They were cool. They were already cool. In school? They were already best friends before the movie started.
No, I mean like cool as in like popular.
That's like, what I'm saying. They were cool.
Oh.
Play was getting play. His name was Play.
Which one? What are they?
Kid had used to be a nerd, but then now he's cool. Like they could both rap. Remember?
What are they doing now?
Nobody. Kid does a bunch of DJ Vlad videos.
Really?
Yeah. Christopher Reed. He also does stand up a little bit. I don't know what Play does though.
Okay. Yeah. What were their songs back in the day? They had songs, right?
They had that ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Yeah.
We just dancing, y'all. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. Out there on the floor. Well, I don't know. I don't remember the rest of their songs, though.
I like it. Yeah. No, that's dope. That'd be so fun to live in a movie that was just a party. Do you think you'd ever get sick of partying? Because I'm picturing this. I know the whole movie isn't a party, but like, let's say you had to pick a day to live in a movie and you picked House Party. Think you'd ever get sick of having a party every night?
I don't think so because they don't, there's only two, like they were also really super positive. So in the whole party, there's only two drunk dudes and they're like, that's whack. That's why Kid starts dancing is because the one guy's too drunk to dance.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're getting wasted every night.
It would be an annoying party. It's a pretty chill.
Yeah. They're just like, it's just like a bunch of people grinding on each other. That's like, yeah, I could do that every night.
Hell yeah, man. House party.
Me pull a couple of the spaghetti buddies and just, you know, go for it.
Yeah, I got some spaghetti buddies waiting at the crib. No big. I'll probably just go home. Dope, man. House party. Final pick. And for my final pick, again, shocked. This wasn't picked. I would have picked it anyways. The Karate Kid.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That would be a movie that I would maybe want to live in because I wouldn't want to get picked on. I wouldn't want that, but...
You want to live in the valley?
Dude, I want to date... if you weigh what gets to happen, you're Elizabeth Shue's in there, you win.
Okay.
Like, you're just the man for some... I know the Sklars have a bit about this, but it's insane that you're the man for winning a karate tournament, but in that world, you are. So it's like, yeah, you're just... Like, he was, like, valley famous after that shit. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
In Cobra Kai, he's cool. Like, he opens a car dealership because he's so... Because his fame from the karate tournament in high school. It's crazy. But
as someone who's working on being valley famous, I will acknowledge it's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. It's just a fantastic sports movie. Again, there are ones that I would have rather picked, like Major League definitely would have been on my list, Bull Durham. But for movies that weren't picked that are still like perfect sports movies, that's definitely one of them.
I think for sure.
Yeah, Karate Kid. So that sums it up. Just to recap, and then Marissa, I'm sure you're thinking of picks, so you are on deck, as it were. A little sports reference. David, you went first with the movies you want to live in. You picked Crush Groove, then you picked Police Academy, and then a goofy movie for the X-th time, Anchorman, yep. And rounding it out was House Party. I went second in the sports movies, category. I picked Friday Night Lights, White Men Can't Jump, Above the Rim, Bring It On, Karate Kid, which sounds like a nice Sunday to me. Man, I might do that tomorrow. I could just take Tuesday could be your list.
As tomorrow is
Wednesday
Tuesday.
Could be my list, and I could just like, damn, that'd be so tight.
Oh, you are on the couch. You should not come out.
That's what I'm saying. I got to do something today. My goal today is to finish a book, so that's got to happen first.
You should read Running the Light by Sam Talent.
I'm going to listen to that. I think that's one that I got to listen to because I don't know. I want to hear you guys read it. It's sweet. Joking aside, I want to hear my friends read my friend's book. That sounds amazing.
I get it.
Mars, you have two picks. Do you have one for each of these?
Oh, I do not have one for sports movies because I was going to bring up like, I don't watch a whole lot of movies. So I never really have any picks or honestly understand the references you make in your picks because I haven't seen most
so
of those
funny.
Movies. I would want to live in the world of Pokemon. So really any Pokemon movie, I just want... to train Pokemon. I want to be able to fly on one, like a dragon.
Pardon my ignorance. Are you a Pokemon or are you a human in this
Oh,
movie?
I'm a human.
You're a human.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have Pokemon I could like...
You're a trainer, I assume,
yeah, I'm a Pokemon
right?
trainer.
And Pokemon is the things that look like little cats? Those are all Pokemon?
Yeah, they're like the animals
what?
In
And
that
the lightning
world.
Eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm and you could have like a dragon when it comes to Pokemon. That you could fly on. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah, that'd yeah. be rad.
Since being a kid, I've always wanted a pet dragon, so I think that, yeah, I would want to live in the world of Pokemon so I could make that a reality.
Well, we'll get you a pet dragon. We'll get you a pet that. Dragon at some point. We'll have Zach get you a kimono dragon one of these days.
Thank you. It's a very dangerous pet.
Well, yeah, we... I hope that was extremely enjoyable for me. I can't imagine anyone's going to be miffed about it, but we are missing our fearless leader. So, yeah, I hope everything worked out. David, got any closing thoughts? Anything you want to say
just,
to the people?
You know, hug the people you love, man.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. Tell people you love them.
Goes by quick.
Yeah, I, you know, in general, I've been thinking about that just with the daughter coming up. It's like, this is a gift. Life is a gift every day. Treat it as such.
And 100%, man.
Yeah. I love you to pieces. I love you to pieces, Mars. Ian, I love you to pieces. I wonder if he's going to listen. I hope he does. And a couple real quick. Shout out to Cindy from Nick. Happy birthday. Alex from Jeff. Congrats on your first Mother's Day coming up. So, hell yeah. And yeah, I think we did it. Shout out to Saint Sue Carmel. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to... Oh, I'm missing one. Who am I missing? Shout out to
Frankie Ocean.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to the Joker. Shout out to my kitty Betty. Oh,
truthfully though, shout out to my sister and her family. It's kind of a tough week. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Shout out to loved ones. Shout out to everybody putting good vibes into the world. Shout out to Mortal Kombat fans everywhere. Let's put those good reviews up so the bad reviews get lost. And yeah, more importantly than all that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Get out of here, you dirty spaghettis!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.